You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. A brand new day. It is the middle of the week. It is Wednesday, and it's not just a brand new day. It's a brand new month. We are starting the 6 months of the year. Yep, it is the 1st of June. Lovely to be with you this morning. The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3, Cool FM. And I'm going to be with you from now right through till 10 o'clock. So hope you can stick around for a little while, looking at some of the things relevant to today, I guess, in the world of entertainment and other bits and pieces. Let's go back to the year 1935. Now, who wouldn't want a Mickey Mouse watch? The Ingersoll Waterbury Company reported that it had produced 2.5 million Mickey Mouse watches during its two-year association with Disney. 1938, baseball helmets were worn for the first time, and in 1954, the Peanuts comic strip, how many of you remember that? I used to love the Peanuts. Linus, his security blanket, made its debut on this day. And lastly, for right now, 1959, the death of Sax Rohmer. He was the English author who created Dr. Fu Manchu.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
We'll be right back.
do we go now? Where do we go?
Oh, I tell you what, I feel a bit better after that one. Bring us in this morning. And that was of course, Guns N' Roses and Sweet Child of Mine. I had to think for a minute. It's because it's one of those mornings this morning, you know what it's like. And if for some strange reason I sort of sat here and thought, hope the computers were all right this morning. And number two computer, in actual fact the biggest of the two computers, would not run up. Anyway, did a restore, and I just managed to get it up in time, so a little bit behind this morning. Anyway, let's get back. Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses. Now, that was released back in June. Yeah, yes, that's the month we're in now, but not on the 1st, at 20 days. June the 21st, that was released back in the year 1988. And the album's single, that's the one we just played, topped the Billboard Hot 100, becoming the band's, by the way, only number one US single. And re-released again, in 1989, it reached number six. That's over there on the other side in the United Kingdom. 10 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock, if you're keeping an eye on the time. I'm just going to take a deep breath. Relax. Go and get a cup of coffee.
Must have been asleep for days. Moving lips, breathe her name.
The Cure, and that was called Just Like Heaven, is what they said. Yep. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are 13 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Pinch Punch, first day of the month. Yes, it is the 1st of June. Doesn't seem possible, does it? Because, I mean, you think it's November, really, with the weather. Now, what have we got lined up for you this morning? It is Wednesday. All being well, haven't heard anything to the contrary yet, that Andreas will be joining us for this week's movie review. That'll be around about 8.25 this morning. So we'll be checking in with Andreas. And apart from that, usual bits and pieces this morning, 6 o'clock, we'll take a look at some of the local news headlines, looking at that in more detail at 8 and 9 o'clock. And 7 o'clock, we'll take a look at some of the international news for this morning. It's all rather sad. It's all about weapons and war and things like that, which is so depressing. And 7.30, we'll look at some of the international business news for this morning, which is also so depressing. We'll have to find some happy stories, won't we? Join, of course, we'll be checking in with our intrepid outdoor reporter Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk, and Yasmin as well. I know Yasmin went to see the new Top Gun movie last night, so she'll be able to tell us all about that when we talk about movies this morning. But for right now, I tell you what, let us do this. Get you in the shower. I've got something a little bit different for you in the shower this morning. We normally play some disco music, don't we? Well, this one, after all, is called Panic at the Disco, and it's by High Hopes. That's it then. In the shower with you this morning. Panicking at the disco. There we go. Time to get you out on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. And hope you're going to have an absolutely wonderful Wednesday. What do we say? WTW, don't we, boys and girls? Yes, indeed. Welcome to Wednesday. Just while I take a look out the studio window, no thunder and lightning last night, so I managed to sleep right through. Cloudy, but I think I can see some blue up there. I think we might have a little bit of sunshine during the course of this morning, which will all be rather nice, won't it? Double, by the way, Panic at the Disco, High Hopes. They're an American band, in actual fact, and where'd it get to in the charts? I'm getting a bit croaky again, sorry about that. Here we go. Peaked at number 4. This was on the US Billboard Hot 100. Bit nice for them. Good Shao Shong, that one. Wrong teeth as well today.
Every hour, every day I'm learning more. The more I learn, the less I know about people. The less I know, the more I wanna look around. Digging deep on clues on higher ground. The moon and the stars sit where I fly. The earth and the trees beneath the light. The wind blows fragrant lullaby. The cool at night will be. On the wing of bird flight bee, the violet in Thames and the sea. The flower waits for honeybee, the sunrise waits for light in me. Every hour, every day I'm learning more. The more I learn, the less I know about people. The less I know, the more I want to look around. Digging deep for clues on high ground. Swim my rivers run and build the beast my eyes. Intoxicated drinking from the love and color burning sun. In dreams I'll crave for baby taste, whispered rain on baby face. Kisses sweet and warm and grace. Another time, another day. Every hour, every day I'm learning more. The more I learn, the less I know.
The Breakfast Show, It's better than coffee.
Come on, if you're one of those dreamers, it is time to get yourself out of bed. Come on, it is Wednesday morning. WTW, a sweet sensation there in Sad Sweet Dreamer. Come on, wakey wakey. It's time to start a brand new day. I'm talking to myself as well. This is Amber. I don't like that bit. Do that today. That's Amber, and this is Unite, here on this morning's Breakfast Show.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier, with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations, where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panama.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And absolutely. Welcome to The Breakfast Show. If you just tuned in, you just joined us, or you just switched on your computer, or however you listen to us, it's nice to have you with us here on The Breakfast Show. Looking at some of the local news for this morning, so we'll be looking at this in more detail later on at 8 and 9 o'clock. The Ministry of Health on Tuesday did not notify any deaths, which is some good news in the last 24 hours, but a decease from a previous date was updated in the report now for a cumulative total of 8,255 deaths. Lethality percentage, that remains at 1%. There are 3,819 new positive cases reported from Tuesday. 16,891 tests were applied in the country. Positivity 22.6%. 27,994 active cases. Of those, 27,708 are in isolation. 286 are hospitalized. Those in isolation, we've got 27,668 in their residences and 40 in what we call the hospital hotels. Meanwhile, those hospitalized, 253 patients in the wards and 33 are in the intensive care units. The Electoral Court, the Tribunal Electoral convened and regulated by Decree No. 29 of the 30th of May, the general elections of May the 5th of 2024. In accordance with Article 333 of the Electoral Code, the entity will establish the official calendar and will adopt all measures so that the elections are held within the established deadlines. More news in detail about that a little bit later on this morning. The guarantee judge of the First Judicial Circuit of Panama, Hiroko Tinoco Naranjo, elevated the investigation being carried out into the Fisher operation to a complex case through which an alleged criminal network dedicated to the transfer of drugs and money laundering was dismantled. In this way, the public ministry has an additional period now of 5 months to conclude the investigation, reported the judicial branch. After 2 years of work, the approval of the board of directors and the delay without explanation for more than a year now by the Cabinet Council to authorize the Social Security Fund, the CSS, to contract its technological modernization plan. The director of the entity, Enrique Lau Cortez, is trying to change the amount and scope of the project to take it from $23.2 million to $28.9 million. During the last 2 weeks, this has been a recurring theme in the entity's board of directors, which did not give way to the reforms proposed by Enrique Lau, as was evident at the close of its last meeting. there has been a kind of refusal on the board of directors for Lau to move forward with his plans. First, because some believe that it's not necessary to return to the starting point in the entire approval process when the technological modernization plan has a second phase in which the elements that until now would have been left out could be added. The substance of the changes has not been discussed by the board, apparently. They refused to rescind the resolution that endorses the first package of reforms already approved. There were 4 votes against and 4 votes in favour, with 3 abstentions. In the early hours of Tuesday, a group of residents of the district of Baru, who are members of the Committee for the Economic Rescue of Baru, mobilised to Pasakonois, where the vehicular passage of the Pan-American Highway was closed. The riot police officers of the National Police reopened the international highway, so vehicular traffic in the area is normal. Meanwhile, the residents are meeting and awaiting the government's response to their list of 21 petitions. Through a statement issued on Tuesday, the Chamber of Commerce and Industries, Agriculture and Tourism of Chiriqui reiterated its opposition against the closure of land routes in all areas, especially the Pan-American Highway. The statement recalled that they interrupt the mobilization of all types of merchandise, equipment, people, patients, tourists, merchants, and the general public. It also emphasizes that those actions cause millions of dollars in losses. The General Directorate of Revenue, the DGI, will soon order, wait for it, the suspension of the corporate rights of around 22,500 companies. Gerardo Herrera, Director of the DGI Legal Tax Department, confirmed to the La Prensa newspaper. These are companies that accumulate delinquencies for 3 years at a single rate, corresponding to the years of 2019, 2020 and 2021. The suspension of corporate rights means, in practice, that the company cannot do business or dispose of assets. And let me see, yes, more than 45 million trips have been recorded by the Uber platform in Panama since it began operations 8 years ago, with more than 1 million users from 80 countries, highlights George Gordon, director of the platform for Latin America. Panama is a very important center for Uber, and it is a hub for the Caribbean. We have a history of growth and innovation in the country, Gordon said, adding that they are concerned about any rule changes that could affect the investment climate. He clarified that they have been open to the regulations that have been debated and approved in the country, and that to date they have paid more than $1.5 million in taxes. More than $25 million in these 8 years have also been spent thanks to that regulatory stability for business, he said. However, it indicates that there is an intention to add additional regulation that may negatively affect operations. It was learned that the Transit and Transportation and Land Authority would be analysing a proposal to regulate and repeal Executive Decree 331 that governs mobility platforms, which would include an operation certification for drivers, the obligation for platforms to nationalise, and the rate controlled. We're concerned about this environment of regulatory uncertainty that exists, added the director of Uber. Well, all I can say to that is, if it works, leave it alone. And if you really do not want to pee off the people of the country before the election, don't touch Uber. You tried that once before. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're 21 minutes, that's before the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show.
Sunday morning music ran loud. see wonderland in your eyes. Might need your company tonight. Something in you.
That's it. There's a good one. That was Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa there. And that was called One Kiss. We're 17 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock if you are keeping an eye on the time. And I tell you what we are going to do in a little while. I'm going to tell you a story. World's largest plant. I don't know if you've heard about that yet. Yeah, quite incredible. After this, though, from Bryan Adams. Let's make a night to remember.
Dance your slow, sweet tango. The way you want to do everything but talk. And how you stare at me with those undress me eyes. Your breath on my body makes me warm inside. Let's make out. Let's do something amazing. Let's do something that's all the way. Cause I've never touched somebody like the way I touch your body. Now I never wanna let your body go. Let's make a night.
Sure.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go. Now we know where Wham-a been. Club Tropicana there. Time on the Breakfast Show. Keep an eye on the time. We're just coming down for 8.5 minutes, and that's before the hour of 7 o'clock. We'll look at some of the local, well, no, not local, we've done that, the international news headlines a little bit later on. And now let me see, what have I got for you here? Oh yes, we're going to tell you about the largest known plant on Earth. This is a seagrass that's roughly 3 times the size, it says here, of Manhattan, has been discovered off the coast of Australia. Using genetic testing, scientists have determined a large underwater meadow in Western Australia is in fact just one plant. It's believed to have spread from a single seed over at least 4,500 years. The seagrass covers around about 200 square kilometres, that's about 77 square miles. Researchers from the University of Australia have said, it hasn't got as far as Australia yet, The team stumbled upon the discovery by accident. This is a place called Shark Bay, about 800 kilometres north of Perth. And they had set out to understand the genetic diversity of the species, also known as ribbonweed, which is commonly found along parts of the Australia's coast. Researchers collected shoots from across the bay and examined 18,000 genetic markers to create a fingerprint from each sample. They had aimed to discover how many plants made up the meadow. The answer, said, blew us away. There was just one, said Jane Edgelow, the study's lead author. That's it. Just one plant has expanded over 180 kilometres in Shark Bay, making it the largest known plant on Earth. There you are, you see. It's driven 180, it's moved 180 kilometres, or expanded 180 kilometres in 4,500 years. It's about the speed we drive at, isn't it, here in Panama? We can... Here's Edwin Starr on this morning's breakfast show. Stopper on site, S.O.S. There's one going back in time, Mr. Edwin Starr there, and Stopper on Side. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3, taking us up to the top of the hour. Steve Winwood, I Love. We'll be right back. Steve Winwood and Higher Love. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just about 20 seconds away from the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
What's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And let us take a look at some of the international news for this Wednesday morning. Brand new month, it is the 1st of June. Russian troops on Wednesday pressed their assault on a factory city targeted in their push to grab a swathe of eastern Ukraine, while the United States said that it would supply advanced rockets to Kiev to help it force Moscow to negotiate an end to the war. Ukraine's general staff said Russian forces, now 98 days into their invasion, were pounding infrastructure in eastern and southern regions, including the symbolically important industrial city of Severodonetsk, the main focus of Moscow's offensive in recent days. And Russia on Wednesday sharply criticized the United States' decision to supply advanced rocket systems and munitions to Ukraine, warning of an increased risk of a direct confrontation between the two superpowers. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov told state news agency RIA Novosti that Moscow viewed U.S. military aid to Ukraine extremely negatively. The Chinese military said on Wednesday it had conducted a combat readiness patrol in the seas and airspace around Taiwan in recent days, saying it was necessary action to respond to collusion between Washington and Taipei. China, which claims democratically governed Taiwan as its own territory, has stepped up its military maneuvers around the island over the past 2 years or so, as it seeks to pressure Taipei to accept its sovereignty claims. Join us for our ministry on Wednesday, slammed a joint statement by the leaders of the United States and New Zealand that expressed grave concerns on human rights violations in Xinjiang and the erosion of freedoms in Hong Kong. Their joint statement smears China and gravely interferes in China's internal affairs, said Zhao Lijian, a spokesman at the Chinese Foreign Ministry. Shanghai sprung back to life on Wednesday after 2 months of bitter isolation under a ruthless COVID-19 lockdown, with shops reopening and people going back to offices, parks and markets, hoping to never go through a similar ordeal again. For many of the 25 million residents finally able to experience the outdoor world again in China's largest and most cosmopolitan city, streets like life looked like a flashback from a distant memory. And Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met with Saudi counterpart Prince Faisal bin Farhan on Al-Saud on Riyadh on Tuesday, and both men praised the level of cooperation inside OPEC Plus, the Russian Foreign Ministry said. The comments were issued amid Western media reports that some members of OPEC Plus, an alliance of OPEC's members and their allies, were considering removing Russia from the group. A laser-based air defense system that Israel hopes to deploy from next year to neutralize enemy rockets and drones will cost just $2 per interception, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said on Wednesday. Israel currently depends on shoot-down systems that launch interceptor missiles, costing between tens of thousands and millions of dollars to track such projectiles. But the Iron Beam system, a prototype of which was unveiled last year, uses lasers to superheat and disable aerial threats. An earthquake of magnitude 6.1 struck the southwestern Chinese province of Sichuan on Wednesday, state media reported. The quake struck Lushan County near the city of Yan. This was at 5 p.m. It was a depth of 17 kilometers, the state television quoted China Earthquake Network Center as saying. The epicenter is 113 kilometers from Sichuan's capital, Chengdu. A fire broke out on Tuesday in Peru's massive Las Bambas copper mine, a source told Reuters, amid clashes between police and an indigenous community that has occupied space there for more than a month. MMG Limited's mine, which accounts for about 2% of global supply, had to suspend operations last month after two neighboring communities settled in it, pressing accusations of unfulfilled commitments. And Singapore is bracing itself for a shortage of its de facto national dish, chicken rice, as major supplier Malaysia halts all chicken exports from Wednesday. Restaurants and street stores in the city state are facing hiked prices in the staple food, or either that or shut down altogether as their supplies dwindle from neighbouring Malaysia, where production has been disrupted by a global feed shortage. Malaysia's export ban is the latest sign of growing global food shortages as countries reeling from the effects of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, extreme weather and pandemic-related supply disruptions scramble to shore up domestic supplies and tame food inflation. Well, there we go. That's it. There's our look, some of those things in the international business news. That's the ordinary news. Business news to come next at 7:30. The international news, as I said earlier on, it's all rather depressing, isn't it? But there's not much we can do about that. And I tell you what we're going to do right now. I've got a couple of requests to get through. So I tell you, we're going to start with this because they're on their way to the airport. And that is Renee, and they're on their way to the airport. They're going off. It's Rick's birthday coming up, 60th birthday. She's officially good morning on our way to the airport to kicking off birthday week for Rick. Galapagos Islands, here we come. And could you please play Rick's favourite? And this is Tom Petty. And You're So Bad. 7:30 after 7 o'clock.
My sister got lucky, married a yuppie. took him for all he was worth. Now she's a swinger, dating a singer. I can't decide which is worse, but not me, baby. I've got you to save me. Oh, you're so bad, best thing I ever had. Ex-husband can't get no loving. Walks around all faced and hurt. Now he's got nothing, head in the oven. I can't decide which is worse, but not.
There we go, Tom Petty and You're So Bad. Have an absolutely wonderful time. What a great holiday going off to the Galapagos Islands. And don't leave him there, will you? Bring him back. All right. Have a wonderful birthday, Rick. And good morning also to Mary Lou this morning. Says, good morning, Jerry. WTW. Absolutely. Good day to everybody. Could you please play The Rock from Molly Phillips?
There's a low rock wall by the cliffs of Moher, runs from down on the ground right up through the sea air. As a child I would climb to the top of those stairs and wish on the fog I was anywhere else. The farms and the valleys are ringed with the stones of the men who built walls so as to be more. All that's left of them now are their fears and their bones. But the rocks they pulled up were all I've ever known. The rock taught my spirit, the rock fed my anger. The rock broke my heart like the waves of the sea. I tried hard to fight, but it still grew inside me. This island's my island. The rock is in me. Hard was the ground in which this child grew. Unforgiving and cold was the home that I knew. But knowing the soil holds no harbor for you makes pulling up roots that much easier to do. Set sail, young pilgrims. Set sail to a new land. Set sail, our future.
of my life have all weathered my face, but it's only with distance and the coming of grace that I see in you beauty I could never replace.
CeeLo Green and Brighter Lights, Bigger City. And that's brought us 17 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And what we're going to do right now is take a look at the weather. And I tell you what, I got good news. The first time in, I can't remember how long, the sun is shining through the studio window, which is all rather nice. Let's get stuck in. We're going to go and start with the province of Colón, the Costa Arriba. And we're looking at temperatures today, 30 degrees Celsius being the maximum and 20 being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, the Celsius is going to be the, I tell you what, I mean, these teeth, I must have put them in the wrong way. 36 degrees Celsius thermal sensation today, 85% relative humidity, that's over there on the Costa Arriba. A few showers for the course of this morning, isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon and a few showers tonight. Moving across to this side of the isthmus, we're going to go along there to West Panama. 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. 36 the thermal sensation with 85% relative humidity. They reckon it's going to be cloudy this morning there in West Panama. In the afternoon, stormy rains. And tonight, isolated showers for tonight. Now, let's take a look at the metro area. And we've got 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum, 37 degrees the thermal sensation, and 85% relative humidity. Now, it says cloudy, but I can tell you it's what I would call, say, partially cloudy for this morning. This afternoon, we've got those chance of thunderstorms and isolated showers tonight. And let's move out to the Gulf. Let's take a look at the Perlis around that area, the Perlis Islands. 32 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature for today with a minimum of 23. 39, it's going to feel rather hot out there at 39 degrees, and that's the thermal sensation. And the relative humidity as well up there at 90%. Cloudy this morning, this afternoon, those stormy rains, of course, and isolated showers for tonight. Now, let's move on to maritime conditions. We're going to start with the tides. Starting on the Pacific, we've got high tide. That was at 5.06 this morning. That was 4.42 metres. Low tide will be at 11.04, and that'll be 0.7 of a metre. High tide again, 5.09 this afternoon, late afternoon, 4.6 metres. And the last low tide, that's going to be at 11.24 tonight, 0.3 of a meter. On the Caribbean, we've got the same beginnings we've had for the last couple of days, just one high tide, one low tide. High tide was at 1.28 this morning, that was 0.34 of a meter, and the low tide will be at 10.34 this morning, that'll be minus 0.12 of a meter, and apart from that, nothing to say. That's it. So there we go, there are your tides. Let's take a look at the actual sea conditions, starting on the Caribbean coast. We're looking at good conditions for this morning. Winds very light to just 10 to 15 kilometres an hour, coming from the south-southwest, with waves at 2 feet. For this afternoon, good conditions are remaining, no change in the wind speed, direction south in the afternoon. Winds, that's the winds and the wave conditions, just 1 foot. So not too bad. Now, on the Pacific, for this morning, good conditions, no advisory. Not much difference in the winds, just a little bit up, but 10 to 20 kilometres an hour. That's going to be coming from the southwest over on the Pacific side. And waves, well, they're just going to be at 1 foot as well. This afternoon, the good conditions are prevailing, 10 to 25 kilometre an hour winds. Wind direction still from the south. Waves, they're still at 1 foot. So there you go then, there's your weather for today. I hope that's all right. If not, I'll do it again, see if I can find something better for you. I tell you what we do for today, and I'm just going to put this on. Here we go. Yeah, because today is a birthday. Yeah, it is another birthday today. On this day, back in 1967, over there in the United Kingdom. It was the time they released this. It was released by the Beatles. And a day later, by the way, in the United States, on the 2nd, is, of course, the album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We'll be right back.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. With plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope
just had a shock. It's serious. I remember waiting with bated breath for that record to, that album to be released. 1967. Gosh. 1st of June, 1967, that was released in the United Kingdom. And that is, I just worked it out, 55 years ago. Yeah, exactly. Hee-haw. 55 years ago, that was released by the Beatles. Absolutely amazing. I've just said to Yasmin, good grief, at this rate, I'm going to get old. As long as it's only physically and not mentally, that's the main thing.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica Panamá.
fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier, with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations, where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included, at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And the time on The Breakfast Show is 7:30. And we're going to take a look right now at some of the items in the business news for today. Global stocks fell and bond yields rose on Wednesday, while the dollar strengthened as investors fretted over soaring inflation and the impact on global growth from looming interest rate rises. Europe's stocks 600 index turned negative in the morning trading, giving up early gains of 0.3%. British stocks, the FTSE, fell 0.2%. To blame were drops in commonly linked and tech stocks that outweighed gains in banks and consumer shares, with data showing that German retail sales fell by more than expected in April as consumers felt the pinch of higher prices. Soaring food and energy costs drove Eurozone inflation to a record high, 8.1% in May. Figures on Tuesday have shown stoking concerns about rate rises, not just in Europe, but globally. The Bank of Canada and its latest central bank set to hike interest rates, with economists expecting an increase to 1.5% from 1% later on Wednesday. Market players were watching whether attempts to douse inflation by central banks across the world with tighter monetary policy would spark recessions, something that could in turn see rate hikes slow. Russian gas producer Gazprom has cut off gas supplies to Denmark's Ørsted and to Shell Energy for its contract to supply gas to Germany, it said on Wednesday, citing the company's future of failure to make payments in rubles. Well, Gazprom has already halted supplies to Dutch gas trader GasTerra, as well as to Bulgaria, Poland and Finland after their refusal to pay for gas in Russian rubles, as demanded by Moscow in response to Western sanctions over the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Germany, Italian and French companies, however, have said that they would engage with Moscow's payment scheme to ensure that they can maintain supplies. United States Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said on Tuesday that she was wrong in the past about the path inflation would take, but said that taming price hikes is President Joe Biden's top priority, and he supports the Federal Reserve's actions to achieve that. Asked in a CNN interview whether she was wrong to downplay the threat that inflation posed in public statements over the past year, Yellen said, "I think I was wrong then about the path that inflation would take." Global growth in factory activity slowed in May as China's strict coronavirus curbs and Russia's invasion of Ukraine disrupted supply chains and dampened demand, adding to woes for businesses already struggling with surging raw material prices. Manufacturing growth slowed last month in economies as diverse as France, Japan, to Malaysia. Business surveys showed on Wednesday, illustrating the challenge that policymakers face in trying to combat inflation while not stifling anemic economy activity. And Britain's Transport Secretary Grant Shapps has told airlines to stop selling tickets for flights that they cannot staff. This is after a spate of cancellations caused widespread disruption for holidaymakers. Airports across Europe have struggled to cope with post-pandemic rebound in demand, but British airports are facing a particularly difficult week as a school half-term holiday combines with a long public holiday weekend to mark Queen Elizabeth's 70 years on the throne. Plunging casino revenues in Macau, the world's largest gambling hub, are taking a heavy toll on the wider economy, forcing hundreds of businesses to close down and pushing unemployment to its highest level since 2009. The former Portuguese colony on Wednesday posted one of its worst monthly gambling revenues since September of 2020, a week after Macau's government warned that rising job losses and financial strains could trigger social conflicts and destabilize the city's security. The Chinese Special Administrative Region is the only place in the country where it is legal to gamble in casinos, heavily reliant on casino taxes, which account for more than 80% of government revenue. Macau has had little success in diversifying its economy. And global regulators said on Tuesday that they will complete work by year end on how much capital banks should hold to cover crypto assets on their books. Last June, the committee proposed that banks set aside enough capital to cover losses on any Bitcoin holdings in full. Certain tokenized traditional assets and stable coins could, however, come under existing capital rules and be treated like bonds, loans, deposits, or commodities. Earlier this month, Terra USD, a stable coin tied to the US dollar, collapsed. Recent developments have further highlighted the importance of having a global minimum prudential framework to mitigate risks from crypto assets, the Basel Committee said in a statement. Building on the feedback received by external stakeholders, the committee plans to publish another consultation paper over the coming month with a view to finalizing the prudential treatment around the end of this year. Countries which are members of Basel are committed to applying its agreed principles in their own national rules. That's it. There we go. That's some of the items in the international business news for this Wednesday morning. The time is 23 and a half before 8 o'clock.
out the lightning. Night to the sound of thunder. How far off I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. And it's funny how the night moves when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves with all them clothes and night moves.
There we go, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band and Night Moves. We are 18 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news for you, don't forget, at the top of the hour. Here's something for you. Have you visited yet Frank's Place? It's a new Italian-American concept. It's located in Plaza Downtown in Costa del Este, with delicious pastas, brick oven pizzas, gluten-free and vegetarian options as well, and they also are pet-friendly. You can follow them on Instagram. This is at Frank's Place Panama. There you go, at Frank's Place Panama. Do check it out. Been there a couple of times now. Very, very nice it is. If you're coming from the city and you're going to Costa del Este, the first turning as you go in, you immediately turn to the right and you'll find that little strip mall there. And that's where you'll find Frank's Place. Go along and give it a try. And also, by the way, looking at things relevant to today's events, things happening on this day, which just happens to be brand new month. It's the sixth month of the year. It's the 1st of June. And on this day in 1969 in Montreal, John Lennon and Yoko Ono recorded this. No, he didn't. They recorded this.
One, two, three, four.
This is Give Peace a Chance on this morning's breakfast. So John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
Give me the chance.
There we go. That's it. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, there. Give peace a chance. And you might be wondering, who else is with them there? Well, they're with Tommy and Dick Smothers, Derek Taylor, Murray the K, and Timothy Leary there with them on that song. Let's say a very good morning to Jessica. Good morning to you, Jessica. And she was at the traffic light, so she had a red light short, so she was able to drop me a line. Another Bob Seger request. Against the Wind. Have a great Wednesday, Jessica.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we shared, mountains that we moved, caught like a wildfire out of control, till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me, how she swore that it never would end. I remember how she held me oh so tight. Wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Against the wind, we were running against the wind. We were young and strong, we were running against the wind. The years rolled slowly past, and I found myself alone, surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends. Found myself further and further from my home, and I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live, never worried about paying or even how much I owe. Searching for shelter again and again.
Plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Oh, yeah. Don't
tell you when it's too late. Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. Gonna drive you home tonight. Who's gonna pick you up when you fall? Who's gonna hang it up when you call? To your dreams. Yeah, who's gonna plug their ears when you scream? You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. Drive you home tonight. Nothing's wrong.
I think that's really nice, you know. That is the symphonic version of The Cars and Drive. I do like, I must admit, these symphonic versions that they bring out. I've got another one later on this morning if I remember to play it. It comes from The Carpenters as well. Take us up to the top of the hour.
Oh, it's a long way down, but if you don't look, you don't have to know it. And I could be around to catch you fall if you're losing your grip. Can't you see that I come crawling on my knees to get to you, get to you, get to you? Can't you see that I climb mountains just to be next to you, next to you, next to you? But do you love me like I love you? Don't have to rush if you don't want to. Oh, I'll be patient, but just know that there's no way that anybody else could love you like I love you. Like I love you. But a little love is enough to save ya. Yeah, we can take our time for sure. 'Cause something real is worth the waiting. Can't you see that I've come crawling on my knees to get to you, get to you, get to you? Can't you see I'd swim the ocean just to be next to you, next to you, next to you? But do you love me like I love you? Don't have to rush if you don't want to. Oh, I'll be patient, but just know that there's no way that anybody else could love you like I love, like I love you. Your heart, keeping me out in the dark, keeping me out in the dark. I know you're wanting me, but you won't surrender your heart. Keeping me out in the dark, keeping me out in the dark.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Thank you.
morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Oh, I have overslept. Oh, it's that wonderful sound of rain pounding against the ceiling gently, and the sound that just lulls you in a way you just... Oh, my goodness, I'm just now waking up. I don't normally sleep this late. It's kind of unusual even for me, but there's something today about the cool, fresh weather and all that sound. Rain, oh, delicious. Well, I'm getting up now. I got to get my cup of coffee, get moving. The burning daylight, I got to get moving. A nice big puddles of water out there. I'm looking forward to getting outside today and playing in the rain. There's nothing more fun than playing in the rain, especially when everything's green and pretty. Oh, beautiful. We had some birds and frogs this morning that were singing such a lullaby. The lullaby was so sweet. I said, I'm going to stay in bed here a little longer. I did, mind you, get up at 6 o'clock and go feed the cats outside. And for the first time in a very long time, I crawled back into bed and then woke up hours later. So I'm feeling a little naughty that I've had some extra time in the bed today. But it sure did feel good. Ooh, I can't believe it. Off to a cup of coffee now. Nothing better than a cup of Palo Alto. That's one of my favorites. In a percolator. Hey, do you like percolated coffee? Instant coffee? Pod coffee? Drip coffee? Or do you like that French press coffee? Let me know which one you like, Jerry. There's something special out of percolators. Just love that sound. Reminds me of my grandmother. I'd go into her house and that thing perking away in the morning. And then, beautiful hot coffee coming out. All right, well, I'm going to go make some right now. All right, you all be safe out there. Too many of my friends are getting colds. Colds are turning into COVID. And it's not over yet. Keep your hands clean. Stay away from people. Back to you in the studio.
One place, man, I when she holds me tight. Her tender hands on my face. I'm on heaven and her embrace. I wanna stay and never go away. A warmest place.
Go two in a row. Started off with the Cascades and Rhythm of the Rain, and that one, Billy Fury, and Wondrous Place. If you keep an eye on the time, Breakfast Show time, we're just 26 and a half minutes exactly after the hour of 8 o'clock. And it is time, we didn't do it last week, did we, movie review? No, I got a lot of you saying that was really nice.
No, never.
What?
That never happened.
Yasmin,
people were crying.
Yasmin said that.
I got so many messages regarding, like, where are you? Please come back.
Must be a different one than the ones I got.
That was mainly my mom, though. But that's fine.
What do you think, Yas? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. And now you two...
Yes.
...have both been to see Top Gun Maverick.
Yes, we have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, well, get on. I'll come back in about half an hour.
Oh, you're going to want to hear this.
Well, I didn't say I wouldn't listen.
I'm just saying.
But
let's start right off the bat. Top Gun Maverick.
Mm.
After 30 years of the original Top Gun.
That's not long ago. Do you know...
30 years.
On this day, I worked it out, on this day, 55 years ago, the Beatles released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. 55 years ago.
That's long.
It is.
But 30 is as long. It feels long as well.
It does.
It's a generation. What is a generation? 20 years? Is that considered a generation?
I don't know. I'm still in my one.
You're still in what generation?
I'm still in my one. Baby boomers.
You're baby boomers?
Yeah, after the war.
The worst.
There's quite a few of us around.
The worst. Mm-hmm. You guys are too full of yourselves. Like, oh, we're baby boomers. We jump-started the economy of the world. Hooray for us. Move on.
And look what the rest of you have done to it.
Hey, man.
Eh?
I'm part of the great generation of early 1980s, which is the in-betweeners. We're between Generation X and Millennials.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying.
Undefinable.
We are great that way.
Did you enjoy the movie yet?
We're fluid. Anyways, movie
time. Yes, of course.
There you go.
Did you enjoy it?
I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, that's the reviews out the way.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
And it was directed by Joseph Kosinski, newcomer,
mm-hmm.
unknown. Tom Cruise likes to do this. Tom Cruise handpicks like a director that hasn't worked a lot. And you know why?
Why?
Control, baby.
Okay.
Control.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want, like, oh, he doesn't want an auteur. He doesn't want, like, oh, look at the, let's do this way and let's tell the story in this manner. No, no, no. This is an action movie. It's a classic. Stay in the lines. Mm-hmm. And that's what he did. Anyway, starring Tom Cruise, your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Connelly, my favorite. John Hamm and Miles Teller.
Okay.
Give us the plot, Jerry.
Okay. I got it. Set 36 years after its predecessor, it follows Maverick's return to the United States Navy Strike Fighter Tactics Instructor Program, also known as Top Gun, where he must confront his past as he trains a group of younger fighter pilots, among them the son of Maverick's deceased best friend, Goose. His best friend was a goose?
No, that's his handle.
Wow. He handles a goose?
No. The same way he's called Maverick, his friend was called Goose. His real name is Pete Mitchell.
Maverick's not bad. Goose is a little bit weird.
Hey, man.
You know?
You got to have a flight handle. What was your flight handle? You didn't fly.
I didn't fly.
You were part of
the air. I sort of sat on the side of the helicopter.
Any cool handles?
Any cool handles?
From the pilots?
No.
No?
No, we were just normal.
No, just Steve. Fly.
Yeah.
No, that's yes. boring.
No, from my perspective, they were all had the same name.
Which was?
Sir.
Oh, snap. Anyways, let's start with positives, and there's a lot of them. Let's start with
this. Well, that's right.
The yes. main mm-hmm. one. Amazing jet flight action sequences. It's remarkable how they did this. It looks incredible. And it's
I know how they did it, because I watched a little thingy about how they put the cameras, and so many cameras, actually in the plane, in the front. There's like a camera with lots of okay. eyes and things like that. And it could take all different sort of angles and shots and behind and whatever.
Brilliant. I did see that the actors had to direct themselves in the cockpit.
Mm-hmm. But no, these cameras were close, and they were specially done just for this in the cockpit.
It looks great. It's the reason to watch it on a big screen. Like,
oh, is it because it got cameras?
No, because it looks. It's a movie made for the big screen.
I would agree.
Anybody is debating about like, oh, streaming, you don't need movie theaters. They're dead wrong. This movie proves mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. completely.
Yasmin agrees.
She's agrees.
We're
in agreement.
She's in agreement. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you go? By the way, did you go and see it in one of these? Like, do they do it in the 4D or?
I don't do 4D stuff.
But it would be great.
Huh?
It would be great if.
It would be great.
Hard
upside
pass.
Down, way, and then mm-hmm. yeah, and the heat from the engines.
Hard pass.
What?
Hard pass.
Why?
I'm not. I want 2D. Give me 2D, man. I don't need 3 or 4.
Yes, but this just goes to prove. I mean, I've been saying for how long? Boring?
No. Not boring.
I don't want to do foggy. I don't want to do foggy.
No, it's that classic. It's not that, boring, classic.
It's that generation, yes.
You say it. Nod to the original movie with some scenes. Like, the original was cheesy as hell. Like, if you watch the original today, you're going to catch a bunch of dialogue and scenes that look cheesy and look out of place. In this movie, they completely acknowledge it. They don't take themselves too seriously, and they give a nod to that classic. For example, mm-hmm. the beach volleyball scene from the original movie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They do a little beach football scene in this one. Mm-hmm. Is there a reason for it? No. Mm-hmm. But we get some dudes with a lot of oil. You know, it's what we do. Me and my friends go to the beach. We oil up.
Baby oil.
We take our shirts off, and we just play football.
And Tom Cruise looks just... like the first
movie. Oh, look at
movie.
That. She's glistening with that one.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Cruise, man, almost 60.
It's called CGI.
You know what? I'm gonna agree with it, Jerry. There's a little CGI on the skin.
I want some.
We've tried it. We tried to do it on radio.
I tried eyeliner. Eyeliner doesn't work.
The problem is, when we gave you CGI for the radio, the cost was not worth it. Like, is this worth it? Val Kilmer.
Okay. He's yes. not well.
No, he's not.
Renee sent me a message this morning. I haven't had a chance to read the article.
He had throat cancer.
Is it really?
Yeah, he had throat cancer. He lost his voice. It's super sad. He made a beautiful documentary for Amazon Prime.
Uh-huh.
It's on Amazon Prime if you want to watch it, about his struggle with
him. Really, yeah?
About his life. Oh. And Tom Cruise said in this movie, he's like, I will not do it if we don't bring Val Kilmer back. And they brought him back.
Mm-hmm.
And in an incredibly touching a scene mm-hmm. with Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fantastic. They touched on every little note from the original mm-hmm. movie. And they give Val Kilmer a little nod of the cap.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was great. All the young fighter pilots get their own little moment in the film. And I love that. They introduce new characters. And mm-hmm. they all get a little... The woman fighter pilot gets her moment. The two main young fighter pilots get their moment. Everybody on the team gets a little moment, and mm-hmm. I think that's mm-hmm. that's the way to do it. The movie moves quite nicely, never drags. And I know I always say this, and you talk about it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible when you're watching a movie, and there's like 20 minutes of like, oh, this is boring. Mm-hmm. This movie, it just goes and goes and goes and goes and goes, and it's a thrill ride throughout. Mm-hmm. Miles Teller is great as Goose's son. And the relationship arc with Maverick works really well.
Mm-hmm.
For anybody who saw the original... Goose dies because of an accident that Maverick caused. So that whole thing with his son plays into this movie. That how he feels about Goose's son, the responsibility he feels, and the guilt he feels over mm-hmm. everything. Like, it plays really well, and the emotional arc, it works tremendously. Age-appropriate casting of Jennifer Connelly as Tom Cruise's love interest.
Mm-hmm.
I found that interesting. Normally in these movies... they cast a 20-something old or a 30-year-old someone actress to play the romantic lead. In this movie, no, they casted an age-appropriate actress. Jennifer Connelly is 51, Tom Cruise is 59.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's how it's supposed to go. And, believe it or not, Tom Cruise is not known for being a great chemistry guy. Mm-hmm. Like, Tom Cruise is a weird dude.
So, yeah, he's true.
He's a weird dude. And when he tries to play human, it's not great.
Yeah, heaven forbid they give him a role as a human.
Yeah. So finding an actress that he has chemistry with is complicated nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of works. I kind of believe it. What about you, Jasmine? Did you believe the love interest?
Yeah,
part
I
of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. The romance storyline is secondary plotline.
Mm-hmm.
We don't focus on this. In the original, the whole romantic thing was important. In this one, it's not really important. It's there and it works. But it's not the main arc. The main arc is his relationship with Goose's son, and I dig that. I thought it was great. Well done. Some good moments of levity. There's some great comedic moments, comedic beats. You need it for Top Gun. It's a must in the film. It plays really well. The mission of the film is fascinating, like the actual mission they have to go through, and the whole training behind it, and what a plane can do, what a plane can't do, what pilots need to learn how to do. I was completely engaged. And the beginning scene to reintroduce us to the character is fantastic. The beginning scene of Pete Mitchell, or Maverick, trying to fly a supersonic airplane to Mach 10 is just thrilling, and it's the first 5 minutes of the film. And by the way, Kenny Loggins... The song is played at the beginning of the movie. It works really well. Yeah. This where you're playing right now, the score also plays throughout the film. It's just a great nod to the original. I really enjoyed it.
All right, we'll be back in a minute with the positives.
With the negatives.
Negatives.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, you've got some.
We got some. A little bit. Some. A nitpicking. Some nitpicks.
Well, that's not like you.
Yeah.
Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
Oh,
we go. Kenny Loggins and Danger Zone. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 18 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. We are reviewing with Andres and with Yasmin this morning Top Gun Maverick. And we've come to the negative.
To some negatives. Nitpicking, okay? Because that's the movie is fantastic.
How unlike you?
Hey, man, you got to find... There's always something.
Picnicking.
There you go. First thing.
Okay.
I'm going to say Jennifer Connelly looks amazing in this movie.
Okay.
Okay, and mm-hmm. She's 51 years old, and she looks amazing.
There's nothing
and
wrong with you. Can look amazing.
I find
it
funny
know.
That you said Tom Cruise looks great at 59. If you look at Goose, the actor that plays Goose, who is the same age as Tom Cruise now, and you look a picture of him right now, you're like, oh my god, man, Tom Cruise has aged like a fine wine, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Because it's incredible the difference.
Mm-hmm. You should be all right because you're always whining.
I look like I'm a young 25. I don't.
You know you don't.
I don't.
No.
30? Perhaps?
30 what? A bit. 9?
No.
Oh.
Don't dare you. Anyways, Jennifer Connelly, she has a whole character in this movie that has a history with Maverick. And it's thrown into the film, and you have no idea what's going on. Like, they talk about their past, they talk about their daughter, and the audience is completely confused because they continuously mention this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I had to go on the internet and see, like, who the hell is this character from the original movie? And I found out it is a throwaway line in the original movie. There is a moment in the movie that they're in the bar and they're singing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you remember it and everybody out there remembers it. And Goose's wife, played by Meg Ryan in that movie,
mm-hmm.
mentions the fact that Maverick had a relationship or an affair or a rendezvous with an admiral's daughter named Penny.
Mm-hmm.
That was the connection. I was like, oh my god, I had to deep dive into it.
So that's how you found. So the penny dropped.
Ah, come on. Come on.
It's an English expression.
No, I get that. I get that. But anyways, I feel it's a little. I understand why they did it because Kelly McGinnis, the original love interest, has not done well in life. She's gone through some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she wasn't available for this movie. And they brought in Jennifer Connelly as this character. But I found it interesting that they keep going back to their past.
Mm-hmm.
They keep going back, to try and a memory, of their past and their relationship and stuff. And the audience is completely unaware of what the hell happened in the past. Like, I don't know. Okay? But again, it worked. It's a little negative.
Okay.
A little nitpick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Glenn Powell, okay, as the new Iceman character, is a little shortchanged. Iceman was a huge part. The nemesis of Maverick in the original movie was a huge part of the film, Val
mm-hmm.
Kilmer.
Mm-hmm.
In this movie, Glenn Powell is the nemesis of Miles Teller. And I feel he got a little shortchanged. He does a great job with the character. I think he's a great actor. He has great comedic timing. But he's not even part of the last mission, which is come on, I wanted to see these guys duke it out on the air. But yeah, it didn't happen.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the last nitpick, and I this question goes to you. It's a negative in the form of a question.
Mm-hmm.
If a pilot is going at Mach 10, can the human body withstand ejecting from the airplane?
How many pieces?
Great question. But literally in the original scene, in the first scene, you see Tom Cruise's character.
I mean, I've never tried it, but I would imagine you would be dead within seconds.
I am a man. So in the first scene, Tom Cruise is flying an airplane that's trying to reach Mach 10, and mm-hmm. he achieves it.
Mm-hmm.
But the plane kind of malfunctioned after passing 10, and he needs to eject.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, it's like, you will be completely disintegrated as a human body goes. But in this, he just lands and goes to a diner and has a glass of water. How you do? You know what I'm saying? Which I found, wait, what? But anyways, you have a little sense of disbelief in the movie, but that... I found it funny that beginning, wow moment happened. And I was like, okay, we're going that far off the rails. But here we go. And the last one, killing off Meg Ryan's character. Meg Ryan is alive. She is doing fine. She could have made a little cameo as Goose's wife. Mm-hmm. But no, they kill her off.
Mm-hmm.
And they just mention it. You were impressed by that catch, no?
There
you go. Anyways, final comments on this movie, Jerry. And this is for you.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
This movie is made for Jerry D. If he doesn't leave his apartment and go to the movie theater, watch Top Gun Maverick, he will regret it for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
It is an amazing action movie. It keeps the original in mind, but doesn't depend on it. And its emotional arc works. Can't ask more of a summer blockbuster. That is my review of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry.
Yes.
Make a date.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, you gotta go.
I will.
No, no, no. You're not looking at me.
No, I'm working here.
I mean, dead serious.
I'm turning it into sea level. It will be. I'm looking at Mach 10. So Mach 10 varies with altitude. At sea level, it will be 7,610 miles an hour at 15 degrees Celsius, or 7,680 miles an hour at 20 degrees Celsius. At 45,000 feet, it will typically be around 6,600 miles an hour at that temperature, roughly, which is minus 57 Celsius. So if you tried getting out of a plane at even at 6,000 miles, you'd probably have a problem.
Yeah, I'm assuming, yeah. No, but he just needs a glass of water from the diner. He's fine.
It's never, by the way, ever been reached back then.
I know. In this movie, they call him the fastest man alive because he reaches it,
mm-hmm.
as the world does.
Renee is pretty sure that Tom Cruise had a lot of makeup artistry.
Yeah, I think nowadays, Renee, it's not even makeup, it's CGI makeup. Yeah.
And then
like post production.
Then mm-hmm. she says made for Jerry D. I'm wondering if she's talking about the makeup or going to see the movie.
I think both. I gotta be honest. You know, I think Renee is talking about
I can
both.
Go to the movie and wear makeup. So.
You look beautiful in makeup. I've actually seen
well,
you
I know.
In makeup, yeah.
Especially with the red dress.
Yeah. No. No, I didn't like that one.
No, you didn't wear the red no.
No, I like the yellow.
Why
one.
Do you always want to borrow it?
Yeah. I've been trying, you don't want to lend it to me.
Okay.
Not my fault.
Yasmin's laughing because it's her dress.
There you go.
No, I must admit, I do want to go and sit.
Yay!
The thing is, yeah, because we truly believe you're going to love this movie.
Mm-hmm. And I want to go and see it in 4D.
But you've said this many times. You've said this many times and you don't
4D.
Follow through.
I want to go and see it 4D.
Yeah, yeah.
Enjoy the 4D.
I will.
Enjoy the 4D.
If it's on in 4D, I'm going to check later today.
Check
and
it out.
I'm going to try and book
Make a date.
A couple of tickets.
Christina's going to love it.
She will.
Mm-hmm. You will.
She's a jet fighter. Pilot.
I could tell. Just looking at her.
Having been in the Air Force, one thing I never did was I didn't go in a jet fighter, but I did. We had these little. One of the things you had to do in training, and I was what 16 then, and you have to fly. They take you in a plane.
Okay.
And it was a chipmunk, which is a little sort of
propeller plane.
Propeller plane.
Okay.
That was bad enough.
I've heard like it's impossible not to vomit if you get one of those.
Well, I didn't vomit, but when you have your. Some of these squadron leaders, the lieutenants that take you up on this little flight, they do like to have a little bit of fun.
I imagine.
You know? So, but yeah, no, it's great. I did spend a lot of time in helicopters. They're not quite so fast.
Would you get on a jet plane nowadays?
Yeah, well, I have to if I want to go to Miami on a holiday.
No, like a real fighter jet plane.
Well, of course I would, yeah.
Yeah, like if an F-18 just go on.
Yeah, no, I'd love to. Yeah.
Would you withstand it? Like, where would you pass out, probably?
I passed out.
I've heard a lot of people pass out. I've heard a lot of people pass out.
No, no, dude, because, the G-force is really quite something.
Well, but Dom Cruise can exit a plane at Mach 10.
Well, of course he can. He's Tom Cruise.
He's Tom Cruise for me. Sorry, I just cussed on radio.
Did you?
I did. Very, very, very subtly. And I apologize for the listeners. All the babies listening.
I'm going to turn you off.
Yeah, you should.
So, Yasmin, what was your summation of the movie?
Well, for me, everything was perfect.
There
I agree
you go.
With him.
Perfect.
I agree with him about the negative.
There you go.
But yeah, it was just a little.
Yeah, there's little things like it's not. It doesn't damage the movie at all. It's just little things I noticed. Like
Mm-hmm. But for me, it was perfect. Yeah.
It was just great film, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
Okay. All right. Well, it's been doing tremendously.
By the way, worst thing you can do after watching that movie,
mm-hmm.
get in a car and drive
slow.
You feel like you can go at 150 miles an hour, and you're like, oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a little Nissan, and that was shaking.
Does your Nissan reach Mach 10?
No, it doesn't. I tried. You're like, no, I'm disintegrating.
I took my car into service yesterday.
Oh,
I could probably do it. Yeah.
Oh, shocker, that car in service spends more time in the garage than...
And Sugo Talitha here says she sent me a thing. Oh, this is the one I was telling you about. Tom Cruise, James in Top Gun fighter jet.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it.
So, yes, I must look at that.
Tom Cruise, man, he can drive anything. That dude has licenses for everything.
But you did tell me that they had insurance for the planes or
something? I read that the cost of flying those planes for the movie was like $11,000 per minute or some stupid mm-hmm. stuff like mm-hmm. that. But in the contract, it was like Tom Cruise cannot fly these. They were like,
tell him to leave it alone.
Because they know he likes the thrill ride. He likes to do his own stuff. Like, uh-huh. He learned how to drive, and he got a license to drive a chopper, like a helicopter, uh-huh. for the last Mission Impossible movie.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he
yeah.
learns how to do these things to do
incredible.
It. It's incredible yeah. stuff.
I bet he couldn't drive in Panama.
He would try. He would try yeah. back 10 like I did, but he would fail.
You can't go that far. You got to be able to sort of weave in and out of the
with
holes.
With just the potholes, your car would like bounce off of.
I mean, I don't know if you was on it yesterday. The you know, the end of the Cinta Costera. You've got the overhead, the flyover that
yeah.
joins the
to go to the bridge.
Yeah. No. Well, yes, that's right. Go to the bridge, or you go off the to
Tavric.
The yeah. It's falling apart. All the tarmac is coming off. There's, you know, it's like a slalom course.
I don't know what it is. It's super dangerous, and it's
incredible.
And I don't know what kind of cement they use here or asphalt, but it's just
well, the
just
cement's still destroys. There. But what they're doing, they're putting asphalt just on top of the cement. And with our weather here and with the rain, it just gets under the asphalt and then lifts off, and then you're just left with patches of asphalt, patches of concrete. And I took my car in yesterday. I said, check the suspension, because it's forever hitting something. I mean,
so you're blaming?
I'm just glad I didn't buy that Ferrari.
Yeah, so you're blaming the fact that your car is always in service because of the roads?
No, it was due for a service, but I said because the suspension takes such a whacking hit. Luckily, I got big tires on my car, so. But, you know, with these cars, with these guys, you see these guys with sort of about an inch of rubber, they've got these sort of low-profile tyres on. I mean, our Subaru has got reasonably low profile, but not that low. We've gone through two sets of rims.
You know what I hate? I have a low car in parking lots. The thing that marks the end of the parking space,
mm-hmm.
for some reason, they are always built a little too high, and it always hits the bottom of the car. I hate it, and I don't understand why they make it so high.
Why don't you have your suspension checked?
No.
Every
car, I probably don't.
No.
But every small car hits that and destroys the bottom of the car, the bottom of the front car. I hate it.
Horrible. Oh, well, that's why I got a nice big 4x4.
But you never drive it, though. It's always in the garage.
No, it's doing well. No, it's doing well. It's been really good for quite some time now.
There you go.
And I took it yesterday, and Valley Motors, they said no. It's great.
We're oh, nice little plug.
Just going to do an oil change or whatever.
I love it. Free ads. Love it.
Well, no, they're paying.
Okay. No free ads.
No free ads.
No.
And, so anyway, Talitha Du says, watch that thing with Tom Cruise and James. And she says, it's hysterical, so you must watch it.
There you go. I got to check it out.
And Renee gives the movie a 4.8.
You know what's funny, though? This movie has done huge money. Like, it's the biggest Tom Cruise opener of all time.
Uh-huh.
He's never had a better money-making movie mm-hmm. in his career. No Mission Impossible. Mm-hmm. Before this, his biggest opening was War of the Worlds.
That was a crappy movie.
It was okay movie.
It was a crap movie. Having seen the original, that was crap.
But anyways, this movie, the interesting part of it, it's, by the way, world record and stuff for Labor Day weekend and mm-hmm. the whole thing mm-hmm. in the States. But the demo of the people that went to see the movie is really different. Like, more than 60% of the movie watchers that went this first weekend, over 35 years old.
Of course, they saw the first one 36 years ago.
Correct. But it's interesting, because normally these big movies, and the movies that make $1 billion or whatever, are normally super young demos, like 18 to 25 or whatever. But it's interesting. This movie is for older audience members.
You see, the thing is, okay, it's a good action movie.
Yes, 100%.
But you see, I'm surprised you went, because, you see, no capes. They did all this.
Oh, Tom Cruise wears a cape.
Yeah, but not...
I'm kidding, no, he doesn't.
No. So, but you see, that's it, you see. It's a different audience. It's like, hey, was it somebody said to me the other day? I can't remember the concert. They mentioned they went to this concert. It was one of the older groups.
Yeah.
And then you went in, all you could see was white hair everywhere.
Oh, there you go.
You know, so, yeah, because, you know, you got to remember, we're not dead yet. We still...
We're waiting, though. We're waiting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, anyway, what are you going to see this week? What are you going to see? Listen, what have you been invited to this week?
I don't get invited to
No, the next one. It's going to be Jurassic World.
Yeah, Jurassic World opens mm-hmm. this weekend.
Another one.
Technically, it's the last of the franchise, and I say that because it's a lie. It's not going to be the end. They're going to keep making them. But they bring back the original cast, which is fun.
Yeah.
And to mix up with the new cast. So we get Sam Neill back, and Laura Dern, and Jeff Goldblum. They're all coming back to the franchise, and it's fun.
But it's dinosaurs again, right?
Yay!
Well, yes, it's called Jurassic World. It would be weird if it's like, no dinosaurs on this
many,
one.
But how many of those been? How many have there been, for heaven's sake?
This would be the sixth one.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know the problem you just mentioned about Tom Cruise. This is the biggest selling movie. This is a, you know what we're going to get next? Top Gun Grandpa.
No, let's be honest. They're going on Mission Impossible 7 now. Grandpa. The trailer came out and looks fantastic.
But Mission Impossible's okay, but I mean.
Oh, you're being just mean and biased. It's okay if it's Mission Impossible and there's seven of them, but no if it's Jurassic World 6.
Yeah, because how many James Bond movies have there been?
I don't know, 25?
Uh-huh. Well, they are, and they're still as popular as ever.
Mm-hmm. So wait, no. I'm going to argue this one. So if they're popular, it's okay to keep making them. But if they're Jurassic World not popular, you're saying?
It is.
The first one made $1.6 billion, the second one $1.3 billion.
Mm-hmm. Listen, both of you, do not come to work tomorrow.
I'm just saying. Your argument is falling flat on its face.
You're going now, right?
Yeah. Good fun. Take care.
I do see your point, but the thing is, the thing is with Mission Impossible, it's a different theme, different baddies, whatever. Jurassic Park, the baddies are always the dinosaurs, aren't they?
They change the dinosaurs. The color is different.
On that note...
take care, my friend.
All right, you have a brilliant weekend, guys. And all being well, see you next Wednesday.
Yes.
And we'll see Jurassic...
World.
Jurassic World. Didn't they make a Jurassic World?
No, I think this one's called Jurassic World Dominion.
Oh, okay.
I think there's a mm-hmm. there's a semicolon, some name.
And you're going to see that as well, yes? Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically it's going to be two against one again next week.
What if you go and watch the movie?
Well, I could do, but I've got to watch Top Gun.
Hey, man, there's a week. You can watch two movies in a week.
You have no idea how quickly my week goes.
Fair enough. Just saying.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
All the best.
Andres Clemente, as always, and Yasmin. They're looking at Top Gun Maverick, which I really must go and see. I do want to see, though, if they are showing it in 4D, because I do enjoy that, I must admit. That's it. We're making our way up to the top of the hour, just coming up for a minute away from there. So we're going to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM. You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Tired and bored with
they'll be carving you up all right. They say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a bastard.
Listen to the band.
Started off with Dancing in the Dark, of course, the Blaster remix, and Bruce Springsteen and Bruce Hornsby, couple of Bruces together there, and Mandolin Rain. Right, we're going to take one more piece of music, then we're going to link back up with Yasmin, and we've got a couple of tracks for you for this day. I mentioned earlier on I was going to play something from the Carpenters, and we're going to play this one.
I'll feel you close to me.
That's it. The Carpenters, For All We Know. Breakfast show time, 29 minutes. That's after the hour, 9 o'clock. And seeing as I'm all up, stayed in Yasmin's office all morning this morning, so we're still here together. Don't have to go anywhere, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
No exercise today. So, right, well, we've done our movie bit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't seen it, boys and girls, go along and see Top Gun. Comes highly recommended from Yasmin and Andreas. I need to go and see it as well. And, well, you've also been taking a little rummage at This Day in Music.
Oh, yes, but first let me tell you something, because mm-hmm. last night,
mm-hmm.
That was a special screening, as I told you before, mm-hmm. Thanks to Nestlé.
Oh, of course, you got your chocolate, didn't you?
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
We got our chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
We already ate them.
Oh, right.
And guess what? They were also launching a new campaign.
Right.
That is good for everyone. You just have to go to Cinépolis, all the Cinépolis, you know, around the
okay.
country.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can exchange 3 grappers of any of the chocolate, crunch chocolate presentations
mm-hmm.
for a ticket. So you buy one
mm-hmm.
for you and you get the second one free.
Now you see, so you had 2 last night?
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay, so if you bought a 3rd one for me, you'd have had your 3 wrappers, right?
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
So where's my chocolate?
No, I need to buy a new one. Another one.
You have to go out, they have all this fun, they go out there. I mean, I don't ask for much, really.
But that's a really good promo, and it's starting on June 14th.
Oh, okay.
So you can collect right now all
start
your wrappers.
Start collecting your wrappers. Yep. So if you go with 3 wrappers, you get a ticket.
Yes, exactly.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. At Cinépolis, just at Cinépolis.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good, all right.
Yes, we love it.
Excellent, what a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate and movies.
Yes,
go
perfect.
Together. Yes, mm-hmm. there we go. Except I didn't get any chocolate either.
So,
yeah.
So
you went with Ian?
No, last night, no.
No?
Just with my friend Ana Larisa from Buen Momento.
Oh, okay. But
she invited me. Mm-hmm.
So she didn't take Ian to that movie?
No, because it was just for 2. So Ana Larisa and me.
And you? Okay. Because I bet he would enjoy it, wouldn't he?
But he got the chocolate, so he was
right.
happy with it.
He got the chocolate. Me? Oh, I love it. Oh, glad you enjoyed it.
Yes.
And had chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Nice. Now you can do your day of music.
Okay, yes. Let's talk about Pat Boone.
Indeed.
He was born in 1934. American singer, composer, actor, who had the 1956 UK number one single, I'll Be Home, and the 1957 US number one single, Love Letters in the Sand. Boone was the 2nd biggest charting artist of the late 1950s, behind only Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was very popular. Mm-hmm. Remember, well, I could tell you what, I've got Love Letters in the Sand, and I got another one. I'm going to do 2 in a row.
Perfect.
Because he's one of my favorites. And also, the 2nd one we're going to do, there's a little story attached to that. So I'll tell you about that in a minute. But first of all, Love Letters in the Sand.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love. How you laughed when I cried each time I saw the tide take our love letters from the sand. now my broken heart aches with every wave that breaks over love letters in the sand.
It was a moonlit night in old Mexico. I walked alone between some old adobe haciendas. Suddenly, I heard the plaintive cry of a young Mexican girl.
La, la, la.
You better come home, Speedy Gonzales, away from Tannery Row. Stop all of your drinking with that floozy named Flo. Come on home to your adobe and slap some mud on the wall. The roof is leaking like a strainer. There's loads of roaches in the hall. Speedy Gonzales, why don't you come home? Speedy Gonzales, how come you leave me all alone?
Hey, Rosita, I have to go shopping downtown for my mother. She needs some tortillas and chili pepper.
Your dog is gonna have a puppy, and we're running out of coal. No enchiladas in the icebox, and the television's broke. I saw some lipstick on your sweatshirt, I smell some perfume in your ear. Well, if you're gonna keep on messing, don't bring your business back here. Speedy Gonzales, why don't you come home? Speedy Gonzales, how come you leave me all alone?
Hey, Rosita, come quick. Down at the cantina, they're giving green stamps with tequila.
There we go, two in a row from Mr. Pat Boone. Then, hasn't he got a great voice?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lovely voice, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And Loveless and Sam, followed on by Speedy Gonzales. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why that song is special to me.
Why?
And you probably remember because I mentioned it before. But I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to sometimes, the school used to, and I actually sort of went, my mum and dad sent me, we went on a vacation. This was during the summer, and the school would take a group and we'd go on vacation.
Okay.
And we went to France.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we stayed in, because it was closed for the holidays, but they had it open for us to stay in. It was a boarding school. It was just outside of Versailles, around that area. Mm-hmm. And in the local village, we used to go and sit in the bar
mm-hmm.
at 13 and drink beer and smoke Galois cigarettes.
What? No, I don't remember that.
No, you see, yes. And Galois cigarettes, I mean, they're strong. The beer's not, but the Galois cigarettes are strong.
Uh-huh.
So that's how we said. And we just kept playing and playing that song on the jukebox.
Oh, yeah? Hmm.
And I tell you what, Galois cigarettes and beer
mm-hmm.
and Pat Boone on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Best education I got. Never looked back after that, really.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that song always sticks in my mind. And I can still see that bar in my mind. Because over there, they didn't sort of really care then. They're French.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, you know, I appreciate that for my French education. So, uh-huh. There we go. That was a good one. Pat Boone's It's Speedy Gonzales.
Mm-hmm.
And now the other one you got.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Wilder.
Mm-hmm. He was born in 1959. Keyboards, vocals with English electronic band Depeche Mode. The group have had 50 songs in the UK single chart and 17 top 10 albums in the UK chart and have sold over 100 million records worldwide.
Hey, not bad, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And what are we going to play by Depeche Mode? We're going to play this one. Strange Love. There we go, Depeche Mode and Strange Love. And happy birthday to Alan Wilder then. Mm-hmm. And so what are you going to be doing for the rest of the day, yes? Am I exercising today?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I am? Yes, dear, okay. Mm-hmm. Don't put my shorts on.
Yeah.
That's it. And what else are you doing? Anything special?
No, that's all. Ian okay. will be practicing today, so...
Oh, okay.
I'm pick him up, yeah.
Oh, good. Good. Mm-hmm. He seems to be sort of getting into the... Oh, saxophone, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm, okay. Yes.
Good for him. I'm really pleased about that.
Yes.
We'll have him on the show one day playing for us here, won't we?
Oh.
Of course we will.
Yeah.
All right, yes. Have a great Wednesday.
Thank you.
And we're back tomorrow, all being well, with Dr. Computer tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's it for now. Back to the music.
Everybody wants to
Mr. Timmy Thomas there, and why can't we live together? If you keep an eye on the time, we're 12 minutes away from the hour of 10 o'clock. I've got about 7 minutes to go before we disappear off into our Wednesday. And plenty of music. We've got time to squeeze another couple in, like this one. This is a nice track. It comes from Callum Scott, and it's called, Just Dancing on My Own.
Somebody said, does she love better than I can? And there's a big black sky over my town. I know where you're at, my bedsheet. And yeah, I know it's stupid, but I just gotta see it for myself. I'm in the corner, why do you kiss her? Oh, oh, oh. And I'm right over here, but why can't you see me? Oh, oh, oh. And I'm giving it my all, but I'm not the guy you're taking home. Ooh, I keep dancing on my own. I just wanna dance all night. I'm all messed up, I'm so out of line. Stilettos and broken bottles, I'm spinning around in circles. And I'm in the corner, why do you kiss her? Oh. And I'm right over here, why can't you see me? Oh.
Callum Scott and Dancing on My Own. English singer comes from East Riding of Yorkshire in England. April 2015, he became known worldwide after competing on the ITV talent show Britain's Got Talent, where he performed his version of Robin's hit Dancing on My Own, the one we just played. After coming sixth in the contest, he released his version as a single the following year, which peaked at number two, got to number two on a UK single chart, and became Britain's best-selling single of summer of 2016. So coming from Yorkshire, he's riding in Yorkshire. This is Joe Crooks coming from Brixton in southwest London.
Baby.
Meet me southeast on a downbeat with your khaki string vest intact. though you're handsome, there's a red sun, and I can't help wonder what's next. Then you ask me, what do you want from all our weekends and whiskey sour? Told you I don't vouch for love, G, it takes too much of my power. Oh, can't stay too long, I might stain someone. Round and round I go, got to set the tone. In the hands of none, that's where I belong. Spending nights in lonely castles, where I learned to sing my cries. Sweet is 16, known to test me. I could not sit still if I tried. Learning to run before I could walk out. Learning to cuss before I could talk it out. Nah, nah, nah. Oh, can't stay too long, I might stain someone. Round and round I go, got to set the tone. In the hands of none, that's where I
is what it's called. That's Joy Crooks. I do like her. Well, you know I like her. 5 minutes away from the top of the hour. It's time for us to say goodbye for this Wednesday morning. We will be back, of course, with you. Same time, 6 o'clock in the morning tomorrow being Thursday. We're into June. We're going to muddle our way through June. July. Vacation time. Well, for me at any rate. Big thanks this morning to Andreas Clementi for this week's review, movie review, and also for Yasmin chirping in, giving her, she went to see it yesterday and got chocolate as well. And big thanks, of course, big thanks to Yasmin as well for all our social media work. And she's a producer here in the Breakfast Show studio. If you want anything, if you want to advertise us with us, just give Yasmin a call, 223-5162. Big thanks also to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for her morning report. My co-producer, Neil Danby, who's back there in the UK, he did safely get home, eventually. So big thanks to him for all the background stuff that he does for us. The boys and girls, a group of grud, who keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Call FM. Back with you tomorrow. Some great stuff. All being well, Dr. Computer will be with us. And plenty of great music and chat, of course, going through right through the morning. Well, that's it then. All I want to tell you that whatever it is you're going to be doing today, please, please, please do it carefully. What do I say? Tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.